ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. దిస్ బాడీ విచ్ ఈజ్ ఇటేబుల్ బై జాకిల్స్ అండ్ డాగ్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ డెత్ డస్ నాట్ యాక్చువల్లీ డూ ఎనీ గుడ్ ఫర్ మీ. ది స్పిరిట్ సోల్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ యూజబుల్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ ఎ షార్ట్ టైమ్ అండ్ మే పెరిష్ ఎట్ ఎనీ మూమెంట్. ది బాడీ అండ్ ఇట్స్ పొజిషన్స్ ఇట్స్ రిచెస్ అండ్ రిలేటివ్స్ మస్ట్ ఆల్ బి ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఫర్ ది బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్ ఆర్ ఎల్స్ దే విల్ బి సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ట్రిబులేషన్ అండ్ మిజరీ. పర్పట్. సిమిలర్ అడ్వైస్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో గివిన్ ఇన్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 10:22-35. ఏతావజ్జన్మ సాఫల్యం దేహినాం ఇహ దేహిషు ప్రాణైర్ అర్థైర్ ధియా వాచా శ్రేయ ఆచరణం సదా. ఇట్ ఈస్ ది డ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ వెల్ఫేర్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఫర్ ది బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్ విత్ హిస్ లైఫ్ వెల్త్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ అండ్ వర్డ్స్. దిస్ ఈస్ ది మిషన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్. వన్స్ ఓన్ బడీ అండ్ ది బడీస్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ అండ్ రిలేటివ్స్ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ వన్స్ ఓన్ రిచెస్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ వన్ హాజ్ షుడ్ బి ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఫర్ ది బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్. దిస్ ఈస్ ది మిషన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఆస్ స్టేటెడ్ ఇన్ శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృత ఆదిలీలా. భారత భూమితే హైల మనుష్య జన్మజార్ జన్మ సార్థక కరీ కర పర ఉపకార్. వన్ హూ హాజ్ టేకన్ బార్త్ యాజ్ ఎ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ ఇన్ ది ల్యాండ్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా భారతవర్ష షుడ్ మేక్ హిస్ లైఫ్ సక్సెస్ఫుల్ అండ్ వర్క్ ఫర్ ది బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ అదర్ పీపుల్. ది వర్డ్ ఉపకుర్యాత్ మీన్స్ పర ఉపకార, హెల్పింగ్ అదర్స్. అఫ్ కోర్స్ ఇన్ హ్యూమన్ సొసైటీ దేర్ ఆర్ మెనీ ఇన్స్టిట్యూషన్స్ టు హెల్ప్ అదర్స్, బట్ బికాస్ ఫిలాంథ్రోపిస్ట్ డూ నాట్ నో హౌ టు హెల్ప్ అదర్స్ దే ఆర్ ప్రొపెన్సిటీ ఫర్ ఫిలాంథ్రోపీ ఈజ్ ఇన్ఎఫెక్చువల్. దే డూ నాట్ నో ది అల్టిమేట్ గోల్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ శ్రేయ ఆచరణం విచ్ ఈజ్ టు ప్లీజ్ ది సుప్రీం లార్డ్. ఇఫ్ ఆల్ ఫిలాంథ్రోపిక్ అండ్ హ్యూమానిటేరియన్ యాక్టివిటీస్ వేర్ డైరెక్టెడ్ టువర్డ్ అచీవింగ్ ది అల్టిమేట్ గోల్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ టు ప్లీజ్ ది సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ దే వుడ్ ఆల్ బి పర్ఫెక్ట్. హ్యూమానిటేరియన్ వర్క్ విదౌట్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ నథింగ్. కృష్ణ మస్ట్ బి బ్రాట్ టు ది సెంటర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ అవర్ యాక్టివిటీస్, అదర్వైజ్ నో యాక్టివిటీ విల్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ వెల్యూ. ఓం అజ్ఞానం తిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షురున్మిలితం జేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం జేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదామహం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందే అహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణం రఘునాథం నితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీశ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణలలితా శ్రీవిశాఖానితం స. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతిదేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషశూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర్భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో హియర్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఇస్ స్పోకెన్ బై ముని దధిచి. ఆల్ ది డెమిగాడ్స్ హెడెడ్ బై ఇంద్ర విత్ అశ్విని కుమార్ ఆల్సో దే కేమ్ టు బెగ్ mercy from Sri Dadhichi Muni, as directed by the Supreme Lord Himself. Supreme Lord told them that the secret of death, Mrityu Rahasya, that you go to Dadhichi Muni, beg his bone, and then you make Vajra, and then Mrutasura will be killed. So then Indra and all the demigods, they are now in front of Dadhichi Muni, holding hands, begging piteously, please be merciful to us. Just we can imagine if somebody, very highly elevated personalities, Indra is not ordinary personality, he is king of the heavenly planet, king of the devatas, and all devatas also, they all came together, congregation prayer for getting mercy from Dadhichi Muni. Then Dadhichi Muni said, okay, why you are praying? Tell me, what do you want? What kind of help you want? Na, sir, please be merciful, sir. No, tell me what you want. Sir, please die. So what kind of begging? Please be merciful. Or what kind of mercy? Na, please you die. We want to get your bone. That is the mercy you want. What? This is the mercy you want to kill me? No, otherwise, this is the mercy we want from you. Somehow or other, Dadhichi Muni tell something, but then they become harassed. Then they become harassed totally. And then after some time, then Dadhichi Muni said, don't become harassed. I will not make you harass. I will die and will give my bone to you. So in this connection, finally when he agreed, so that's why he's telling, you people don't know what is the best use of the body, the supermost use of this body. That is saying, actually, in the first, aho danyam, aho kashtam, this word Dadhichi Muni is speaking by thinking of the person who are not generous, who are not merciful, who are not helping to anybody in any way, having power and possessions, but they don't want to help. Miser. For them, he is telling these two words, oh danyam, oh kashtam, oh alas, oh my God, these people are, they cannot understand. They are having this beautiful body and beautiful possessions, riches, everything. For what? It is not belong to them. It is given to them and will be taken from them also. For some time they are having it, and if they cannot do the best use of it, then it is going day by day, it will go. And not only go, it will give you trouble. So, if somebody is really wise, then he should use the best way of this body. And the best use of this body, in the purport, the first quotation, Prabhupada quoted from 10th Canto Bhagavatam, that etavat janma saaphalyam dehinam iha dehisu. This verse is spoken by none other than Krishna himself. In the Venugaita, Krishna is speaking in the glorification of the trees. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Why? Because he is telling this, before that incident happened, all these cowherd friends, they went to beg some food from the jagging Brahmanas in Mathura, all the cowherd boys. And these Brahmanas, they were busy in doing sacrifice jagya. They said, get out. We have not offered yet, come to him. Get out from him. These boys become harassed and say, do you told us to go there and beg? Now we got treated like this. Krishna said, don't worry. You go, you went in front way, that is the mistake. You go in back way now. Go to the wives of the Brahmanas. No. They will, if the Brahmanas are not so miser, then the wives, what? No. Plus, don't go. No, one. Just go and inform that Krishna Balaram is here and they are hungry. That's it. Don't beg anything. Just give information. Somehow or other they agree. Go second time. And they went in the back way. Back door, and these Brahmanis, they are busy in making so many preparations. They are making for, because about to this already their husband's is puja is over. Now they are waiting for offering to come and they will offer. They are ready. Making plate and everything, making the place sanctified, and the waiting, their wives, they will bring the offering plates, they will offer, they are waiting there, and shouting also, bring quickly, all the bhogas bring quickly, its time is getting to over. And the wives of brahmanas, they are making the preparations and getting ready to take the plate to offer. And by that time, from the back door, they heard that Krishna Balaram is here nearby and they are hungry. They opened the door, they saw who is speaking this. They saw the cowherd boy, says, oh really? Then it's confirmed that Krishna Balaram is here. And they have heard enough about Krishna and Balaram. Only heard from Dudhwali, Dahiwali, Makhanwali, from many sources they have heard enough about Krishna and Balaram. Now, their desire to see Krishna Balaram was so much there in their heart, so they become mad. And they forget that they have their husbands, they are culling, sitting there with tulsi dal and jal in hand to offer, and they have to take the bhoga plate to them, they forget everything. They carry the whole preparations and the back door they run away to jungle. And then this Krishna is telling these the brahmanas, they didn't give. They could not understand my position. They could not give. Actually, trees are better than them. What is the use of having this brahminical body, having this knowledge? Trees, whatever they have, the flowers, the fruits, the leaves, the branches, the wood, everything, root, fruit, everything is only used by others. They are not using themselves. Yeah. That's why Krishna always having tree and cow with them. The cow and tree, they are really paropakari. Cow is eating grass and all these bhusas and giving milk. And he is not drinking milk himself. He is giving for others. Not only milk, cow dung, cow urine, whatever is coming out, he is eating some waste product and giving such a useful product to everybody. Only one. Same the trees. They are not taking anything from us. They are tolerating the whole scorching heat and everything, rain, storm, everything they are tolerating. They are not asking any help from us. But anything they have is only for the benefit of others. You throw a stone to them, they will give a fruits to you. But if you throw a stone to you, you will throw two stones to me. Isn't it? So this is the tree. They are so badanya. They are so merciful. Always ready to help others and tolerate anything, but don't complain. And these brahmanas, we are hungry boys, you went and begged, that didn't give. They want to offer. To whom they want to offer? I am the personified Jagyeshwar is here. And this foolish fellow, they could not understand. They didn't give. So that's such comparing. They are bad luck. And this fellow, these wives of the brahmanas, they are not so intelligent. But because they have heard of me, and they come bringing all the preparations. So, in this connection he is saying, etavat janma saphalyam. Janma will become really success. If you want to success your birth, really success, then what is that? Who will success? Na dehi nam. Those entities, they have their body. Not other body. Other bodies are, but at least human body. If you want to best use of the human body, dehi nam iha dehisu, this body, then what should you do? Na praner, arther, dhiya, vacha, four things. By your life, praner, by your intelligence, by your words, by your riches, just try to help others. That is the only success of your life, that is the only best use of your body and everything. That is the word of Krishna is telling. So, many places in Bhagavatam also, in 7th canto, Prahlad Maharaj, when he is teaching to his student, his classmates, he is telling same thing also. He is telling same thing, that until and unless you use this body to achieve the goal of your life, then it is going to waste. You will miss the opportunity. This is the only swartha of this tat prayasana kartavyam jatha ayu vyaparam na tatha bindate khemam mukunda charanambujam. Khema, the really goal of life, is to achieve the mukunda charana, to achieve the lotus feet of the Lord. This is the real interest of every entity, especially human body. And if we use the whole body from birth to death, from the beginning to the end, and we could not achieve that achievement, then it is waste. Just waste. Waste of time and energy. That's why tat prayasa na kartavyam. Don't try to do anything which will not, by which you cannot get the lotus feet of Lord. So don't do that. No, you want to work, you want to earn, you want to, Baba, what you are doing, this is not real interest of yours. Because that sukha and dukha, it is already fixed. At the time of death, it is fixed. Neither you increase it, neither you decrease it. That is fixed. What is already fixed, why you are trying for this, working for this, spending your time only, unnecessarily? So better to use, now what kind of use? Now only use to please the Supreme Lord. So here, Sreya Acharanam, what is the Sreya? There are two words, one is Sreya, one is Preya. Sreya means benefit which you will get after some time. And Preya means benefit you are getting immediately, immediate benefit. Immediate benefit, we consider that which is beneficial to our body. And benefit after some time, after long time, that is benefit for the soul. So benefit for the soul, ye atma su prasidati, that is Sreya. That's why when Krishna is telling about the foods in different modes, he is telling if you eat something which is immediately, you will feel happy. In the beginning you will feel happy, then after you will feel distress. But in the beginning you will feel unhappy, then in the result you will get happiness. So that is Sreya and Preya. Preya immediately will give you happiness, then after that only you will suffer and suffer and suffer. But Sreya, maybe in the beginning you will get some trouble, distress, but then again and again only you will get benefit. So that's why we should use this perishable human body, and then after this, contemplating these things, feeling very distressed and thinking of the person, those who are not merciful, those who are not using their body for helping others, aho danyam, aho kashtam, then he is saying, prakrute khyana bhangure. Prakrute is connected with martya. Martya means this body is mortal. We know very well that body is going to die. It is mortal. Martya. Definitely, it is not going to stay forever. It is going to die. Martya. This planet where we are all staying, the name of this planet is Martya Loka. Martya Loka, by the name we can understand what work is happening here. Only one work is happening in this whole planet. Just one. What is that? To die. That is the only thing happening here. Everybody coming here to die. We are eating for dying, sleeping for dying, yearning for dying. Whatever you are doing, only the final lesson is to die. That's it. This loka is meant for that. Martya Loka. And whatever instruments are there, whatever achievements, whatever things are, all scientific advancements are there, that all things are helping only us to die quickly, to accelerate our death. That's it. Because the land is meant for make us die. Janmasya hi dhruvam mrityu. Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, for one thing, this is dhruva satya. Dhruva satya means ఇట్ ఈస్ సో ట్రూత్ దట్ ఈవిన్ ఇఫ్ సో హ్యాపెన్స్ దట్ ది సన్ అరైజ్ ఇన్ ది మార్నింగ్ మే నాట్ సెట్ ఇన్ ఈవినింగ్ మే నాట్ ఇట్ హ్యాపెన్స్ దట్ ది సీజన్ మే నాట్ చేంజ్ ఇన్ టైమ్ బట్ విల్ నెవర్ ఎవర్ హ్యాపెన్ దట్ హూ ఎవర్ టేకన్ బార్త్ విల్ నాట్ డై దట్ ఈస్ ఫర్ సియోర్ సియోర్ హీ హాస్ టు డై ధ్రువం మృత్యు సో ధ్రువ సత్య సో దట్స్ ఎ మర్త్య దిస్ బడీ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు డై అండ్ ఎనీబడీ ఆఫ్ అస్ నో వెన్ దట్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్ దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఎనీ టైమ్ ఇట్ మే హ్యాపెన్ దట్ ఈస్ అనదర్ థింగ్ ఆ ధ్రువం నోబడీ నోస్ దో ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ ప్రొడక్ట్ ఇస్ టూ డేట్స్ ఆర్ ప్రింటెడ్ మ్యానుఫ్యాక్చరింగ్ డేట్ అండ్ ఎక్స్పైరీ డేట్ బట్ సమ్హౌ రాదర్ ఇన్ దిస్ ప్రొడక్ట్ ఆల్సో దిస్ టూ డేట్స్ ప్రింటెడ్ బట్ సమ్హౌ రాదర్ బై అవర్ బ్యాడ్ లక్ వీ ఓన్లీ రీడ్ ఓన్లీ వన్ డేట్ వాట్ ఈస్ హూజ్ డేట్ మ్యానుఫ్యాక్చరింగ్ డేట్ అండ్ అబ్జర్వ్ ఇట్ యాజ్ హ్యాపీ బర్త్ డే బట్ వీ మిస్ టు రీడ్ ది అదర్ డేట్ ఎక్స్పైరీ డేట్ ఆల్సో వీ ఆర్ నాట్ లుకింగ్ అట్ ఇట్ బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో మెన్షన్డ్ సో ఇట్స్ డెఫినెట్లీ గోయింగ్ టు పెరిష్ ఇస్ మోర్టల్ బడీ అండ్ ఓకే దెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ మర్త్య ఆఫ్టర్ ఫినిష్ వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ డెత్ దాట్స్ ఈ సెయింగ్ ప్రాకృతై దిస్ బడీ నౌ వెన్ వీఆర్ లివింగ్ వీఆర్ ఈటింగ్ సో మెనీ నైస్ ఫుడ్ స్టాఫ్స్ ప్రోటీన్స్ విటమిన్స్ సిరాప్స్ దీస్ దే ఆర్ డూయింగ్ టు జిమ్ అండ్ మేకింగ్ ఇట్ సో నైస్ అండ్ అండ్ మసల్ అండ్ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ సో ఫర్ వాట్ నా పరక్కై పర నాట్ ఫర్ యూ దిస్ బడీ ఇస్ యు ఆర్ మేకింగ్ గుడ్ బడీ నాట్ ఫర్ యూ ఫర్ వాట్ నా ది జాకిల్స్ అండ్ డాగ్స్ అండ్ వల్చర్స్ ఫర్ దేమ్ దే విల్ హ్యావ్ ఎ గుడ్ ఫీస్ట్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఎండ్ ఫర్ దేమ్ యు ఆర్ మేకింగ్ ది అరేంజ్మెంట్ ఫీస్ట్ దే విల్ ఫర్ మాస చతుష్టయ ఫర్ సమ్ మంత్స్ దే విల్ హ్యావ్ ఫీస్ట్ ఫర్ దేమ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ప్రోటీన్స్ అండ్ విటమిన్స్ యూఆర్ టేకింగ్ దే విల్ ఎంజాయ్ ఇట్ వాట్ యూ విల్ గెట్ ఇట్స్ గోయింగ్ టు ఫినిష్ ఎనీవే అండ్ యూ విల్ నాట్ గెట్ ఎనీ హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ దాట్స్ అస్వార్థే ఫర్ యూ ఆర్ ది స్పిరిట్ సోల్ ఫర్ ఇట్ వాట్ హెల్ప్ యూ విల్ గెట్ నథింగ్ సో యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ దిస్ పొజిషన్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ పొజిషన్ దిస్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ దిస్ హెస్ గివెన్ టు అస్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ బిలాంగ్ టు అస్ గివెన్ టు అస్ ఫర్ సమ్ టైమ్ అండ్ ఇట్స్ డిటోరియేటింగ్ డే బై డే సో ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ దెన్ ట్రై టు డూ ది బెస్ట్ యూజ్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ బిఫోర్ ఇట్ ఫినిష్ బిఫోర్ ఇట్ పెరిష్ బెస్ట్ యూజ్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది బెస్ట్ యూజ్ యూజ్ ఫర్ ది బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్ పరోపకారే ఉపకారి ఇఫ్ సంబడీ ఈస్ నాట్ డూయింగ్ దాట్ విత్ హిస్ బడీ విత్ హిస్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ విత్ హిస్ రిచెస్ విత్ హిస్ రిలేటివ్స్ దెన్ ఇస్ జస్ట్ దాట్స్ అలాస్ అహో కష్టం అహో ధన్యం వాట్ ఏ పెయిన్ఫుల్ వాట్ ఏ మైజర్ వాట్ ఏ అన్ఇంటెలిజెంట్ మ్యాన్ హీచ్ యాక్చువల్లీ వీ ఆల్ హూ ఆర్ సిట్టింగ్ హియర్ హూ ఆర్ నాట్ సిట్టింగ్ హియర్ ఆల్సో ఎవ్రీబడీస్ ఎవ్రీ డే అండ్ నైట్ హ్యావింగ్ వర్కింగ్ ఫర్ వన్ ఎజెండా దాట్ ఈస్ టు బీకమ్ హ్యాపీ ఇజంట్ ఇట్ సమ్ హౌ ఆర్ రాదర్ టు టేక్ అవుట్ అన్ హ్యాపీనెస్ అండ్ టు గెట్ హ్యాపీనెస్ దుఃఖ నివృత్తి అండ్ సుఖ ప్రాప్తి వీఆర్ వర్కింగ్ ఫర్ దిస్ ఓన్లీ but this is never happening neither dukkha is going away neither sukha is coming so so the real shreya the sukha prapti will not get by getting some vitamins eating making this body improve you will not get it so that is the real swartha how the swartha will get అవర్ స్వార్థ నతే విదు స్వార్థ గతింగ్ హి విష్ణు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ వీ డోంట్ నో వాట్ ఈజ్ అవర్ రియల్ స్వార్థ అవర్ రియల్ స్వార్థ ఈజ్ టు ప్లీజ్ విష్ణు సంసిద్ధిర్ హరితోషణం హరితోషణ ఈజ్ ది ఓన్లీ సుప్రీం గోల్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ లైఫ్ వీ ఫర్గెట్ ఇట్ వీఆర్ మేకింగ్ సో మెనీ గోల్స్ టు గెట్ ఎ జాబ్ టు గెట్ ఎ గుడ్ వైఫ్ టు గెట్ ఎ గుడ్ కార్ టు గెట్ ఎ గుడ్ బంగ్లా టు గుడ్ మెనీ అదర్ థింగ్స్ వీఆర్ మేకింగ్ సో మెనీ గోల్స్ but this is not the goal our only and only the real goal is to sansidhir haritoshanam to please the supreme lord that's it somehow or other if you can't do this then you miss the chance ಗೋಲ್ಡನ್ ಅಪರ್ಚುನಿಟಿ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬಡಿ ನೋ ಅದರ್ ಬಡಿ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬಡಿ ಇಸ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಪ್ರಧಾನ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ ಗುರು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಪಾ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಚೀವ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ದಿಸ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬಡಿ ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅವೈಲೇಬಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಯು ದಿಸ್ ಬಡಿ ಟು ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಂಸದಿರ್ ಹರಿತೋಷಣಂ Prabhupada is mentioning that many people, they are doing many humanitarian, philanthropist works, welfare work. That's all right, welfare work. But what is the best welfare? We don't know what is welfare. We don't know what is good for us, good for others. Just to give some food, just to give some clothes, just to give some medicine, just to give some help externally, that is not... That is not the real help. Because if you give food every day, at least 2-3 times we are becoming hungry. How many times will supply us? If you give clothes, after some time then again you need new clothes. That is not final. If you give some help in medicine, again you will become diseased. So this is not the real benefit. The real benefit is to give them the real knowledge why they are suffering. That's in the Shastra it is said, what is the cause of suffering? The real cause of suffering is ignorance. Ignorance is the cause of suffering. So if you want to help to get knowledge, to get rid of the ignorance, that is the real benefit, real help. That is the real welfare. So what is that real knowledge? ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮೊರ ಪ್ರಭು ತ್ರಾತ ಜಿಬೇರ್ ಹೈ ಜ್ಞಾನ್ ವೆನ್ ದಿ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ದಿ ಫೈನಲ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಮೈ ಪ್ರಭು ಈಸ್ ಮೈ ತ್ರಾತ ಅಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೈ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಓನರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಇಫ್ ಸಮ್ ಅವರ್ ಅದರ್ ಹಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ಗಾನ ದೇನ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಫಾರ್ ಎವರ್ He will be happy forever. So he is the real father. Pita aham asya jagato mata dhata pitamah. He is saying, I am the father, I am the mother, I am the pitamah, grandfather, grandmother, everything, whatever you have. Patir gata gatir bharta prabhu sakhi nivasa saranam srut. I am everything to you. And without knowing me, can you become happy? Just, it is said in Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, last verse, 529. Just by knowing Krishna, he is the supreme benefactor of everybody. He is the Maheshwara. He is the only enjoyer. He is the only true friend, Shruhut. If you just know by this, Gyantva, Santi Mirchati, you will achieve peace. The peace formula. Proportion, this is the peace formula. To know Krishna is all in all. Then you will immediately achieve peace. For what we are spending life after life, many, many ways, we are not getting it. It's so easy just to understand and accept Krishna is my owner and master and he is my maintainer. He is everything to me. That's it. Just by knowing it, accepting it and doing accordingly. That's it. That is the real peace. That is the real welfare. If you know this and make others to know. That is the duty of every entity, especially those who are taken birth in Bharata Varsha, that is the doing Janma Sarthaka, Janma success, and to help others also, paropakar. Otherwise, we are all of us trying for getting some wealth, dhana. What is, you don't know what is that dhana? This dhana, the so-called material opulence, money or dollars, whatever, in different names, what we are getting, before getting you have to do lot of effort. Without effort you can't get. Lot of effort you have to do, and the moment you get that money in your hand, from that very moment you will be fearful. Before that you are okay. The moment the money in your hand, you will become fearful. Oh, he is looking at me. Maybe he will steal me. Maybe he will kill me too. I will go with this car. No walking, no what, with bodyguard. Immediately you need some help. You are so fearful. Somehow or other come to your house,
now you are unhappy. How to, I have not a good almira. I have to buy iron almira now. It is chest. This, that, which at best you keep it in a secret way. And night you can't sleep also nicely. Some little sound. Oh, somebody is there. He is not breaking the lock. Haram, jina haram ho jayega. No. The moment you get it, you can't. So that is artha. So you don't know what it is. And somehow or other with so much effort, with so much labor, with so much tension, you bring it to your house and keep it in your root safe. Somehow or other if it missed, somebody stole it. My God. By getting whatever happiness you got, you will get 10 times more unhappy. Just by missing it. So what is the use? That's why Krishna is one point he is telling. I don't know why the word artha is giving to this money. This is the real name should be anartha. They are not artha actually. Full of anarthas. Why you are telling it artha? So that's it. Here it is saying, oh swarthair. This body and our helping relatives and riches and our post position, it can't help us anyway. If we can't bring Krishna in our center. Whatever activities, even welfare works we are doing, that's all zero. Krishna is only one. If you put one somehow rather than the left of any zero, it will have some value. Otherwise, useless zero only. Useless zero only. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sanatana Sikhya, when he is telling this Daridra, when he is crying, oh, I am beggar, helpless, please help me. So one Sarbhagya, all over he is coming, why you are crying? You have so much wealth. Now where? Now your father has left so much wealth with you. Now I don't know. He become happy. Tell me, please tell me. He said, it is here inside. He died somewhere else. He could not tell you, but I know. It is there. By getting this message, this Daridra will become happy immediately. Just by hearing this. Then he will ask, can you help me? Where it is? Tell me where. Can I get it? So then he is telling, okay, it is there only, but don't try to dig from anywhere. You have to grow in proper way. Neither from south, nor from north, nor from west, only eastern side. Only bhakti. If you take any other path, then you will can't get your wealth. So that is the real help. The only dhana is prema dhana. Prema dhana vina daridra jivana. The life is useless without that dhana. Prema purusartho mahan. This is the only purusartha. This is the only paramartha. This is the only swartha. So without understanding this, if we just try to accumulate wealth, accumulate riches, and make our body very strong, vitamin, looking better, this, that, but how long it will keep it? So fast it's deteriorating, and it will go away from your hand. Then this nice body will be eaten by jackals, ducks, and vultures. They will have the feast. What will happen to you? Who knows, you will become a snake or a dog or a rat. Then where is the help of your degree? Where is the help of your riches? Where is the help of your relatives? Nothing will happen. So as long as we have this body and possessions with us, so we should not miss this golden opportunity in our hand. We have to use it in the best of the best way. Prabhupada used to say, best use of the bad bargain. This is bad bargain. So you have to do the best use of it. The whole world is a bad bargain. Everywhere you see this problem, this problem, that problem. It is full of this problematic world. This is Martya Loka. It's a world of problem. So here you don't ask for any solution. Somehow or other, use this bad bargain in a best way. What is that best use? The best use to do some beneficial work, putting Krishna in center. Just only humanitarian work or a philanthropic work will also helpless, useless, if Krishna is not there. So somehow or rather, pleasing Krishna, sansiddhir haritoshanam. That's why those who are really intelligent, old person, acharyas, Haridas Thakur, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, all these Goswamis, Tyaktva turunamase samandala patisranim sadatutshavat bhutva dina ganesako karunayako pina kanthasrito. ಗೋಪಿ ಭಾವರಸಾಮೃತಾಬ್ದಿ ಲಹರಿ ಕಲ್ಲೋಳ ಮಗ್ನೋ ಮುಹುರ್ ಬಂದೇ ರೂಪ ಸನಾತನೋ ರಘುಜುಗೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಜೀವ ಗೋಪಾಲಕೋ. ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮೀಸ್, ದ ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಅಶೇಷ ಮಂಡಳಪತಿ, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಹೈ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ರಿಚೆಸ್ ದೇ ಹಾವ್, ಬಟ್ ದ ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಲಿಯನ್ ಕ್ಲಾತ್. ಕೋಪಿನ ಕಂಥಾ ಸಿತು, ನೋ ಬಿಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್, ನೋ ಕುಟಿಯಾ, ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಟ್ರೀಸ್, ಬೆಗಿಂಗ್ ಸಮ್ ಫುಡ್, ಸೀ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅವೈಲೇಬಲ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್. ಫಾರ್ ವಾಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹೈ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್, ಹೈ ಪೋಸ್ಟ್, ಸೋ ವೆಲ್ತ್, ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್, ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್. ನೋ, ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಫೈಂಡ್ ಔಟ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ಪ್ಲೀಜಿಂಗ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಸೇಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್, ಯೂಸ್ಲೆಸ್, ಥ್ರೋ ಇಟ್. ದೇ ಕಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ರಿಯಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್. That is, that will achieve, that will, you will gain the real happiness when you give up all these things. And come, Gopi Bhava Rasa, that mellow, that rasa, oh, oh, oh. If somebody get a drop of it, then he will spit all this position, post and wealth and everything. Just like Goswami said it. They achieve this, the proved fact. Yes. We all are with our so much knowledge and intelligence and crying and drying and breaking our heads to get these things, and they were just giving it away. Tuchha. Insignificant. In this way they give it away and becoming a mendicant, having nothing, like a beggar. That is the mood of Braj. That is the mood of Braj. ಸಮ್ಮಾನಂ ಘೋರ ಗರಳಂ ನೀಚಾಪಮಾನಂ ಸುಧಾ. ಪ್ರಬುದಾನಂದ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಪಾದ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಮಹಿಮಾಮೃತ ಇಸ್ ಪುಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೈನ್. ಹೇ ಸಖೆ ವೃಂದಾವನಂ ಮಾ ತ್ಯಜ, ಇಫ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಗಿವ್ ಅ ವೃಂದಾವನ್, ಸ್ಟೇ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಮೂಡ್? ಐ ಶುಡ್ ಸ್ಟೇ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್. ದಿ ಮೂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಮ್ಮಾನಂ ಘೋರ ಗರಳಂ. ದಿಸ್ ಮಾನ ಪೂಜಾ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾ, ದಿಸ್ ಸಮ್ಮಾನ್, ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಮ್ಮಾನ್ ಆಸ್ ಘೋರ ಗರಳಂ. ಗರಳ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪಾಯಿಸನ್, not ordinary poison, ghora garalam, this is severe poison, terrible poison. This glorifications and samman, man puja pratishtha, all these things, these are like terrible poison, ghora garalam. Achha, you should consider it like that. And neecha apamanang sudha, if somebody you blaspheming you and blaming you and chastising you, apaman, offending you, then you should consider it as nectar. Yeah. Nectar. That is the mood of staying in Braj. That is the mood the Goswamis, that they are real Brajavasi, they achieved. But what of us? So that is Sriya Acharanam Sada. That's what even Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this Dadhichi Muni also telling. What is the use of this body if I cannot use for you? I know that Supreme Lord already told that the Vajra will be made out of my bones. So that is the desire of the Lord. I am not giving you, I am fulfilling the desire of the Supreme Lord. And it will be held by all the Rishi, Muni, Devatas, everyone will get help. This body anyway perishable. What is you, this body, today or tomorrow, it will going to die and will be eaten up by these vultures and jackals. Before that, I myself will give it. And to this, use up all of you, such a best way. What can be the best use of it? Why not? I can do it. So please, I am ready to die. Suppose we are sitting here, somebody told you, you have to go away. We said, no. It's my place, I will sit here. And then time will come, he will come and push us, chastise us, beat us and throw us powerfully away. Abuse and throw it away. Helplessly we have to go away. That is good. Or as a gentleman, by getting the notice beforehand, we should by ourselves to go out. What is best? Isn't it? This is the only best way. Before this thing happen, you please by your own should go away. So anyway, this death is just with what a force getting out. You fellow, without notice, at a struck, kick you out. So before getting this kick out, better be ready to go by your own in a best way, with a gentle way, in an intelligent way. That is the best use of this body. The body is be kicked out by the nature in a very terrible way. So before that, if you have real little intelligence, then try to do the best with this body. Till the end of this body, we have to use whole body and bodily beings, bodily wealth and riches, everything, tit bit, only for paropakare, sriya. And not only that paropakar, keeping Krishna in center, do paropakar. Help others, but Krishna. To whom you should help? Now I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the Krishna. This is my real only identity. So who is mine? If me is Krishna Dasa, then who is mine? No, who are servant of Krishna? They are mine. They are my relatives. Your only relatives and friends are those who are devotees of Krishna. So you have to help them only. Only help the devotees of Krishna. That is real help. And if you somehow or other, by your understanding, by your health, by your wealth, by your riches or anything, if somehow or other convince others or any living entity that you are the devotee of Krishna, please serve Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada used to tell that if in our whole lifespan, if somehow or other we can convince only one living entity except us about the devotion of Krishna, and he accept the position that Krishna is master and ready to perform pure devotional service, just one entity in your whole lifespan, then that paropkar cannot be compared with millions and billions of all other humanitarian works. No. There is a saying, I think Kabirji also saying like that, जब तुम जग में जन्म लियो जग हसे तुम रोए. When you took birth, at that time you know, you don't know, forget that everybody except you, the whole planet, they are laughing and you are only crying. जब तुम जग में जन्म लियो जग हसे तुम रोए. Then ऐसे करनी कर चलो ताकि तुम हसो जग रोए. So in this duration of your life, you do such things that at the time of going, that let you laugh, everybody should cry for you. That is the achievement we should do. Not that when you are going, everybody should, "Thik hai, gaya marne ja." Not that. In the when you are living, at that time getting chastisement, blaspheming, and you feel, "Oh, shanti now." No. Not that. So that is the real gain of our human body and our best use of our body. Hare Krishna. Any comments or question? Yes. No, they were Ashwini Kumar before, they were physicians of demigods. But they were, not because the devatas, they never become sick. So they are useless there. They are doctor, but otherwise there is no patient. So they were frustrated there, they came to Dadichi Muni to get some course. So Dadichi Muni gave them the Brahma Jnana. So they are the disciples of Dadichi. That's why demigods, they brought the Ashwini Kumar, that by seeing the disciple, the spiritual master may become pleased and give. That is the thing.
So while
there
are no sense there, there is no patience.
Huh?
While there are no sense there, there is no patience there.
That is, they are thinking they are useless. We achieve our medical degree and there is no patient. What to do? So better do something else now. So that's why they come to learn Brahma Jnana. That gun is useless. There is no patient there. So doctors can't help in dying position. Nobody can help in dying position. The doctors are dying himself. So they are useless. Doctors in heavenly planet is useless. So that's why they take this other round. Better we should become some Brahma, Brahma Vidya and all that. Okay. Hare Krishna. Any other comments? Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki Samveta Bhakta Vrinda ki. Yeah.